You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Isn't this interesting?
This is interesting.
I mean, it has helped so much.
We also have Susan Carpenter from MFP Benefits here with us talking about Obamacare and the Unaffordable Care Act, as we've aptly named it.
Yes, it is. For the American public, it is definitely unaffordable. However, consumers may have a different opinion once they qualify for the subsidies.
Right.
Absolutely. Everybody likes the subsidy. So, Susan, I'm going to make sure that all your information is on our website. If they visit DougHaldeman.com, it's DougHaldeman.com. Look for Susan Carpenter from MFP Benefits. So, Susan, I have a question for you about the different types of plans that are available, because here's one of the psychological factors that I don't think that they took into consideration, because you told me, what's the number of people in Missouri that are uninsured right now?
Oh, Doug, there are 836,000 Missourians that do not have any health insurance today.
Okay, so, and that's unfortunate. However, the one thing I'll say about that is that somebody that doesn't have it, and I'm going to use one of my brothers as an example. Okay, he doesn't have health insurance and hasn't in years because he just can't afford it. Okay, but because he doesn't have health insurance, he doesn't go to the doctor. He doesn't go to the hospital. Now, if he had something major happen, he would have to. But every time he gets sick, he doesn't just go run into the hospital or run into the doctor. But you can guarantee as soon as he gets insurance, he's going to. And what that means to me is there is a net negative in that your healthcare costs will go up because of it, just because of the psychology. When people are covered, they're going to be going to the doctor. They're going to be going to the hospital.
Oh, I think you're right, Doug. I think once a number of these uninsured Missourians gain access to coverage, they will be going to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And hopefully going to the doctor versus spending 6 to 8 hours in the emergency room, which is the most expensive place for care. But there's no doubt it's going to put a lot of stress on the medical provider system.
So somebody who doesn't have insurance now and maybe they want to keep their costs as low as possible, what are the options on the different plans that can keep those costs low? What's available?
Well, I'm going to tell you that in many cases, people will qualify for what I'm going to call no contribution insurance. To them, it's going to feel like free insurance. And the reason that is based on their income level, they'll qualify for such a high subsidy. Some of these people will qualify for $8,000 to $12,000 a year in health insurance premium subsidy, and the subsidy will more than cover their premium. So in effect, they'll be signing up for what they perceive as free health care. So the way that the health insurance marketplace works is you as a consumer are presented with different plan types, and those plan types are actually labeled with metal levels. This is going to sound like the Olympics a little bit. but there's a platinum level plan that would be your highest level. They don't have that in the Olympics, but Then you're going to see gold medal level plans, silver level plans, and bronze level plans. And then there is a fifth category of plans. Depending on your income, you may or may not see this option. And those are for catastrophic plans. The catastrophic plans are really limited to folks under age 30 and also those people that are at a significantly lower income. So
now, because of the current administration, there also has to be a ninth place ribbon awarded to somebody.
yes. I'm not sure how that's gonna transpire, but that's a good one.
All right, back to business. Sorry, little aside there.
No, that's so as a consumer, as I mentioned, you know, in Missouri, you're going to have 17 options. You're going to go in, there are going to be multiple options under each one of those metal levels, different types of plans, traditional plans, high deductible plans. One of the most significant pieces that consumers are going to have to sort out is the network and the drug formulary under those different plans. So whether your doctor, your hospital, or your medications are covered is not going to be intuitively obvious once you look at the exchange information. You're going to have to be able to be working with somebody who has access to that information.
Okay, so if you have a certain doctor that you already are attached to that you really want to continue with, you better know the network they're in and know which coverage is going to let you continue to go to that doctor.
That's correct. And on the subsidies, I want to explain there really are, actually are two levels of subsidies. One is the premium subsidy. That's where the federal government's going to help you pay your insurance premium on a monthly basis. The second level of subsidy is what's called cost-sharing subsidies. And for those folks that make 250% of the federal poverty limit or below, okay, and that number varies based on your income and family size. But for those folks, they're going to be eligible for the federal government to step in and pay part of their deductible. So, for instance, if you have someone who buys a, let's say, a bronze level plan with a $1,000 or $1,500 deductible, it's entirely possible that based on their income level, they could get the entire premium paid for by the premium subsidy. And then, secondarily, they could qualify for cost-sharing subsidies and get the entire deductible paid for. Wow. So it's truly going to feel like free health care to them.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Susan Carpenter from MFP Benefits about Obamacare, the looming health care act that's coming on January 1, but the health care exchanges have opened on October 1st. Now, Susan, you've dealt with a lot of businesses. What do businesses need to know about this? We have basically 3 minutes. What can you tell us for businesses in the 3 minutes?
Well, here's what businesses really need to know. If you have less than 50 full-time employees, there are no fines, fees, or penalties for your employees to go access coverage on the exchange. So that's the first thing. If you're deemed a larger employer, meaning you do have 50 or more full-time employees, then you are subject to, I call it a tax, but technically it's the employer shared responsibility payment. And in some cases, it is less expensive for a business to pay that on an annual basis and allow their employees to move to the exchange.
Okay, so they would just pay the tax and move to the exchange.
Correct.
Very similar to, I know some individuals that have already told me that they're just going to pay the penalty in 2014 rather than get the insurance.
Well, that's right. Many people do not realize, about half of Americans don't realize that there is a what's called the individual mandate, which requires individuals to have insurance starting January 1. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And certainly in 2014, the tax penalty is the greater of 1% or $95. So
that'll add up.
Yes.
That will add up. So some for employers that do have over 50 employees, is it possible that somebody's going to, because if your company insurance is deemed to be unaffordable for the individual, then that's when they can actually go out into the exchange and get their own individual account, right?
That's correct, Doug. And that's really an important point, because many employers are very generous to their employees and turn around and pay nothing for dependents. So the fact that the business offers affordable care, deemed as the employee not paying more than 9.5% of their income for it, unfortunately knocks the employee out of any subsidy eligibility for themselves or their dependents on the exchange. So I think as word travels about this, it's going to promote an interesting discussion with employers.
Right, because if you have a level of employee that's an administrative person that makes below these different income levels as a percent of the poverty level, where you know that they could go get a subsidy in the exchange, it might be worth it to go ahead and just, you know, start to pass off the employee cost, push them above that level where it's unaffordable. They go out in the exchange, get their own, you pay the little fine. And everybody wins except for the government. So,
well, that's right. And I think employers, as they begin to grasp the implications of this, are really looking at that.
Well, Susan, this is a complicated enough topic that we're going to need to have you back on here to discuss this more, especially as the January 1st deadline looms. Really appreciate you coming on. And I'm going to highly encourage everyone to visit our website at DougHaldeman.com and look for Susan Carpenter from MFP Benefits. Contact her to make sure that you get the lowdown on everything that you need to know for your small business and as an individual to make sure you get signed up on these exchanges right away. So thanks for coming in, Susan.
Thank you.
So just a reminder for you, every Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. I want to give a big thank you to our guest today, and want to also thank Tammy Renfro. I would also thank Tammy Haldeman, my wife and my co-host. Thank you, Tammy. All right, Tom, you better make sure you edit that one. I got to quit reading off the old paper.
Right, yes, you do.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, uh-oh. All right. Let me just do that whole again. Yep. Just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.